Alaskans who earn less than $14,350 a year will not qualify for subsidies to buy insurance on healthcare.gov. They won't qualify for Medicaid either, as the Affordable Care Act intended. That's because Governor Sean Parnell decided not to expand Medicaid in Alaska, even though the federal government would pay most of the cost. A new report from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 17,000 Alaskans fall into that gap. Samantha Artiga, a researcher with the foundation, explains who those uninsured adults are in Alaska.
All those adults are adults without a dependent child in the home, and that is because the state does expand Medicaid eligibility up to parents above the federal poverty level. And we also know that nearly half of adults in that gap are minorities, including Alaska Natives.
Are most in a family where at least one person is working?
Yes, 3/4 of adults in that coverage gap are in a family with at least one part-time or full-time worker. However, given their low incomes and what we know about work patterns among low-income families, most of them are likely in jobs where the employer either does not offer employer-sponsored health insurance to its employees, and in cases where it is offered, it can be difficult for families with these limited incomes to afford their share of the premium costs. As such, even among working families, they can still remain uninsured.
Are Alaska Natives included in your figures?
The Alaska Natives are included in our figures, and we have done some separate analysis looking at the role of Medicaid for Native Alaskans and American Indians. While Native Alaskans do have services, do have access to services through IHS, gaining Medicaid coverage is also very important for that population because it would increase their access to providers. It's also important because it could help expand capacity within IHS and tribally operated facilities, since those facilities would gain more Medicaid revenues if more of their patients were enrolled in Medicaid.
Samantha, assuming people who fall into the gap are unlikely to be able to afford health insurance without subsidies, what other options do they have?
Well, the folks who fall into the gap are likely to remain uninsured. These, again, are adults who have incomes below the poverty level, which makes buying coverage on their own typically unaffordable. And even when they are working, many of them are in jobs that don't offer health coverage to employees, or if the coverage is offered, often that premium is unaffordable. The options they'll have moving forward are pretty much the same options they have available today, which is to rely on care through safety net providers like clinics and the hospital emergency room. And while the uninsured can access some care through those sources, the care they receive is limited in scope, and they often go without needed care. There's a long-standing body of research demonstrating that gaining access to health insurance is key for improving access to care and healthcare utilization. And we know that compared to uninsured individuals, those with insurance are much more likely to get recommended levels of preventive care, higher quality care, and to have better health outcomes in the end.
Samantha Artiga is a researcher with the Kaiser Family Foundation.